One of the more interesting conversations happening at the 13th General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops is what does the new evangelization mean in parts of the world where the church is still young. As bishops from Europe and the Americas discuss the secularization of once strong Christian cultures, those from Asia and Africa are articulating how the new evangelization affects areas where the church is both new and often a minority. Benjamin Fieri, auxiliary bishop of the Diocese of Chipata in Zambia, said the bishops are learning from each other.
Indeed, it is my first time. For me, it has been a very interesting learning experience. In the synod, you hear so many views from all parts of the world. At times, you tend to think that maybe the reality of the church that you are experiencing is typical just to yourselves until you hear it from other people. So it is a very interesting experience because I'm coming to learn so much from also from other parts of the world where the church is also perhaps in the mission or developed, but problems are more or less the same, and also there are good signs in many places of the life of the church, a church which is promising, a church which is growing. And also we have, all of us, those who are in mission churches where the church is still young, and those where the church has been for a long time, we have all accepted that there is a need for a new evangelization. For those churches which are maybe old and a bit tired, a renewal in the approach. For the younger churches, perhaps a change in some approaches to the faith in order not to fall in the same trap as our friends who have had the faith for a long time.
Yes, Bishop, could you give some examples of some of the areas that maybe from the discussions that I'm imagining, maybe the church in Africa or the growing churches, you are calling it, may need to look at and maybe adapt to the changing circumstances?
There are some of the areas which the mission churches, the growing churches, will have to look at is really to make the faith their own in the sense of being able to stand by themselves. Basically, that is the basic problem in all the mission churches. To be able to stand by themselves, standing by themselves in the faith, in being able to really understand the true meaning of the faith in order to be able to be witnesses, but also standing by themselves in terms of self-sustenance. It would seem that the majority of us who are still in the church, which is growing, are living on in a very precarious kind of economic situation. We will need to have a better look at that in order to enhance and also promote more possibilities in self-evangelization. So the key word really will be self-evangelization, especially I'm talking here for the church in Africa. That has been emphasized a lot.
Yes. Is there any other issue that is emerging from the deliberations so far? I know the synod is the first week, but there could be another area that you think would be of relevance to our listeners, particularly in Africa.
Another area which is emerging, not only for Africa, but for the whole universal church, is the need to evangelize through testimony. That there has been so much learning, people have advanced so much in developing theologies, and there are so many educated people really in terms of Christianity, but that does not translate into being good Christians as such. So there is a need for us who are mission churches, but also even for those who have had Christianity for a long time to witness to the faith. Because many people now are not interested in hearing so many theories. They are interested in seeing a faith which is lived. In that way, we would be able to evangelize more. This has been emphasized so much over the past few days that we have been discussing in the Synod Hall, the need for testimony.
Bishop Upiri, thank you very much. I'll get back to you again before the Synod ends.
I'm most grateful for this opportunity. Thank you.